We pray. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. If you spend just a few hours watching network television or some regular cable channel, especially in the evening, you're likely to see at least one medication commercial. The kind of commercial that shows you a new drug capable of eliminating or at least relieving things like rheumatoid arthritis, high cholesterol, acid reflux disease, clinical depression, acne, and the list goes on. Now, if you watch that commercial and if you read the ads in magazines, you're going to find negative information. Some very serious side effects have to be listed. It seems that you can take the drug to help with the afflicted part of your body, but you run the risk of compromising some other part, like your liver. Thankfully, God's medicine for the soul has no negative side effects. God's cure, His forgiveness in the gospel, does not create other problems for you. In fact, the opposite occurs. A good kind of domino effect. The prime spiritual benefit leading to others. I want you to listen for that as I read to you the words of King David, Psalm 51, verses 12 through 14. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. David knew that dark time in his life. David knew that bitter experience involving Bathsheba, her husband that he murdered, the attempted cover-up. King David knew the quandary of a guilty conscience. We have our own version of this problem involving other types of sins. If any of our sins lead to a guilty conscience, that's not the end of it. Oh no. Because of a guilty conscience, we would instinctively shy away from God in fear. Because of a guilty conscience, we begin to doubt God's love. Because of a guilty conscience, we could withdraw from our fellow Christians, isolate ourselves, and even give in to some very destructive feelings. Despair, depression, the gloomy attitude that it's no use anymore. A troubled conscience like that would put you and me in a very helpless state. Now God wants to help and He gets the process of healing underway. First of all, by confronting us through His Word, exposing our sins for what they are, moving us to repent, yes, getting us ready for the soothing words, the prescription of healing. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." When Jesus gets the last word over your sins, the good chain reaction begins. The medicine works wonders. Because God's forgiveness, unlike modern day drugs, is more than a potential solution. It has a 100% success rate because atonement has happened. All your sins have been paid for by the death of Christ. God has forgiven them, and the resurrection proves it. This medicine comes in just the right dose, there for us in the Word and the sacrament. Now, when you take God's forgiveness as medicine for the soul, that guilty conscience gives way to a clear conscience. And with a clear conscience, you bounce back with a new outlook, a better attitude. What David prayed when he said, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." Let's explore the beginning of this great recovery. It's from one extreme to the other. Instead of fearing the God of judgment, we now expect the God of our forgiveness to be the God of our continued blessings. Instead of bracing ourselves for the prospect of hell, we look forward to the Lord's promised return and our future with Him in heaven. Instead of shying away from God as somebody angry with us and distant from us, we depend on Him and relate to Him as the God of mercy, our loving Father, our caring provider, and so much more. That's all part of the joy of God's salvation, which is now yours. A real, permanent happiness. Folks, we have something to celebrate together, day in and day out. We have something to shout to the world and share with friends and neighbors. We can experience what David did, who knew God's forgiveness at work in him and through him. I want to read the text again. "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways," he said. "Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness," he said. Do you see the chain reaction from God into your heart and your life? God heals through the forgiveness of sins He caused Jesus to obtain. God dispenses that to you in the gospel, which also brings you the power of the Spirit, who strengthens your faith. And that stronger faith is a faith more active. A faith made ready, willing, and able to do the right thing for the right reason. Or as a different psalm writer said, "I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart." When God fills you up with His love for you, that moves you to want to love Him back. When God gets through to you by showing you the greatest thing He ever did for you, that gives you the desire to worship Him and to share His word with others. Some medications people have to take for the rest of their lives. In a way, the medicine of the gospel is like that. We keep using it for spiritual health. But the cure works. No negative side effects. Only multiple benefits. In the good news of sins forgiven, heaven open, what do you get? A clearing of your conscience. A renewing of your hope. A restoring of your joy. Your faith has grown stronger. And yes, there's a greater desire to serve this glorious Lord who bought us. Amen. Let us join in such worship that our Lord deserves by singing all the stanzas of hymn 392.